Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, the diagnosed narcissist on social media that uses his platform to, you know, raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder, and get more people into therapy. I got a lot. I do a lot, though. That's a lot. Getting more people into therapy. I've had a few. A lot of people reach out to me about how to get into therapy and things like that. And I love it. I really do. Today's episode is going to be about, you know, when you first meet a narcissist. When you first meet a narcissist. A lot of, so many people, like, yeah, I'm going to tell you straight up. So many people, I mean, use the blanket statement that narcissists are so self-centered that when you first meet them, if they, all they're going to do is talk about themselves. So you get into your head that if you meet somebody that talks about themselves, that's a narcissist. But if you meet somebody like me, a covert narcissist, I want to know everything about you. I very rarely mention anything about myself. Just bullet point. Look, just the bullet points of my life. Nothing major. I'm not going to go into the kind of deep descriptions of my life. Just the bullet points. I want to know about you. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your childhood. Where you grow up. What's your favorite music? Your favorite thing. Tell me everything about you. And the dynamic and the reason a narcissist like me does that, because I want to know everything about you. The blueprint to make you happy. Because, like, initially, a lot of people, like, in my position, I want to make you happy. I really, really do. Maybe it ends up being manipulative in the end because, like, you say, like, they end up ghosting you or something like that. That's when it ends up being manipulative. But, like, I just, like, yeah, in my position, when a narcissist first meets you and is love bombing you and stuff like that, and if it ends up in y'all married and having kids down the road and stuff like that, then that's not manipulation. It doesn't start off like with an intent to manipulate you. Because who the hell would manipulate you to get married to them, have all these kids and build his life together and stuff like that just for manipulation? It's just like, he manipulated me from the beginning, got me pregnant with three kids and married me and, you know, move. It's just like, it could be manipulative, but it's like, initially it starts off as, I want you. I want to be with you. That's why a lot of times I want to know everything about you. But like, that's what you should not do. When you meet a person, when you meet a first meeting with anybody, stop being so open. Stop being so telling about yourself. Stop being so, you know, just upfront and just open book about your life. You're like, I feel like when you meet, if you are the type of person that is just, you know, open book, you might as well just write your autobiography. And every person you date, just give it to them. This is my likes and dislikes. This is what I want from a person. This is my intent. Everything. Like, just give it to them. Just write your autobiography, your likes and dislikes, and give it to a person on the first date. Because being too open like that will get you manipulated. It just will. So, like I said, if you meet somebody like me, I want to know everything about you. I'm going to tell you about the bits and pieces of my life that I feel like you need to know. I'm not going to go into very, very deep detail. Unless you go into very, very deep detail and give me, if you share some trauma with me, I'll share some trauma with you. I'm just matching your energy. I want to make, like, you tell me some sad story about your parents. I'm going to tell you a sad story about my parents just to bond with you. Because we bonded on that. You remember that first conversation we had 10 years down the road? You're going to remember that very first conversation we had. I remember I met Lee and we bonded because, like, our dads have went through similar situations. We have been raised in similar situations. Like, I'm going to tell you the stuff that you need to know and the stuff that matches up with what you do. I match energy on the first date, the first time meeting you, getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? People, stop being so open. Like, you know, just telling, just blabbermouth. Stop. That's how you get manipulated. That's how you get taken advantage of. Stop being so, make people earn your information. Learn to say no to people and set boundaries early. Set boundaries for yourself because the less boundaries you have, the easier it is to take advantage of you. The less boundaries you have. If that's what you want, you go on a one-night fling or a two-night fling or something like that, that's cool. Do you. Be you. I'm not here to judge anybody. But if you want something serious, set some boundaries. Make people earn your information. Well, Lee, how do we make them earn our information? Say no to them. Stop being so open. Say no. Because I truly, look, I believe these are the two things that I believe right here when you get in to know somebody. You cannot say the wrong thing to the right person within reason. I mean, of course, you can say something about their mama being dead or something like that. That's the wrong thing. That's going to drive them off. But like, when you get it in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Know somebody, you can't really say the wrong thing to the right person, because if it's the right person, they're going to be there. So you just say your piece, say what's on your mind, set your boundaries early on in a relationship. And the second thing I truly believe is that you learn more from saying no to somebody than you do from saying yes to them. You learn more from saying the word no to people than you do from just openly saying yes to everything that they say that they want and need. Say no to them, because if you say no to somebody and they start pushing your boundaries, like why? They start pushing against those boundaries. Those are red flags. Stop ignoring the damn red flags. Jesus. Like, if I see another person in my conversation, like, I saw the red flags and I ignored them, I'm going to just yell at you. It's like, stop ignoring the red flags. Yeah. The red flags are there for a reason. I saw the red flags, but I like red. It's my favorite color. Now I got 4 kids. And they left me with my sister. Like, stop. Stop. Please stop ignoring the red flags. In the first meeting with somebody, if you get a narcissistic person, sometimes narcissists will tell on themselves. They'll tell you exactly what they have done in previous relationships and straight up tell you, literally tell you exactly what they have done in previous relationships. Just like point blank, period, what they have done. Like, so you ask them, so why are you single? It's like, I don't know. I have a problem. And the narcissist will look at you directly into your face and say, look, I have a problem cheating on people. Like, I'm just a chronic cheater. Like, I'm trying to get it under control. Like, I cheat, like, I think I've had my last 5 exes, I've progressively cheated less. The first ex, I cheated 10 times. The second ex, 7 times. The third ex, 5. The fourth ex, 3. The last ex, I only cheated 1 time, but it was with her best friend. And they'll tell you that stuff. And you'll be like, okay, now I'm the 6th person, so I must be at 0. I'm going to get cheated on 0 times. They'll tell you that they're a chronic cheater. They'll tell you that they lie too much. They tell you that they don't have a lot of time. They tell you that they'll tell you exactly what they want to do and who they are. And you'll just ignore it. Stop ignoring it. Listen to them. They're telling you exactly who they are. I don't know. I have a problem connecting with people. I have a problem being happy and feeling emotions. They'll tell you that. And you're just like, oh, you're so open. I'm gonna teach you how to have emotions. And then you get cheated on, and they'll do exactly the same thing, because you just ignore the red flags, because a lot of times you get it into your head that it's not going to, well, at least I know about it, so it won't happen to me. I know exactly what to avoid. No, I'm better than looking than all his exes, because I know them. I'm better looking than all her exes. I got more money than them. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I'm better looking at all of them, so I know them. So you just think that it's not going to happen to you. You just willfully ignore the red flags, and then you go into these abusive, mentally, physically abusive relationships. And like, yo, the narcissist will tell you, like, look, I just, you know, just the domestic violence from my last ex. Like, she just did something to me, and I just two-pieced her. And then you're like, well, I can fight better than she can, so I can handle a two-piece. Stop! The narcissist, sometimes they'll be openly honest with you up front. And then they'll start to lie later on down the road. Then they'll start to gaslight later on down the road. But the first time you meet a narcissist, like, set boundaries. That's how you can pinpoint them. Set your boundaries. You don't have to go home with them the first night if you don't want to. Like, just say no. Stop getting coerced. Like, if that person is for you, they're going to be for you. Just point blank, period. They just are. They're not going to go anywhere else. They're going to be exactly who they are. They're going to be safe and protect yourself. Like, just they're not going to change. Like I said, sometimes they'll tell you exactly who they are. My dog is barking. Like, somebody, Amazon, dropping off my standing desk. Hold on, y'all. Lada! Stop! Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm gonna hear me scream. Literally, Amazon dropping off my standing desk. I have a standing desk now, y'all. I'm gonna see me standing up for now. I gotta stand up. My chest. I'm just sitting down too much. Anyways, y'all, I gotta cut this thing short. I got some one-on-ones, and I gotta put my standing desk together. I truly appreciate y'all. Look, set boundaries, protect yourself on first dates, first meetings, online. Stop listening so much information online. Dear God, online profile is your autobiography. Your online... Lada! Your online profile is your pretty much your autobiography. Keep stuff simple. I like soup. Get to know me. You have to get to know me for more answers. You know what I mean? Just stop. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe to the channel. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, give me that 5 stars, please. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.